This episode of the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at lawncarebusinesssuccess.com/jobber to receive 20% off your first 6 months.
You're listening to the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast, the weekly show sharing proven methods and systems in marketing, equipment, and customer service, educational and motivational, to help make your lawn care business an overwhelming success. Now, here's your host, Julio Tomei.
Welcome, Lawn Care Nation, to another episode of the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast. I'm your host, Julio Tomei, and this is episode number 254, entitled, How Much Should You Pay Yourself? Well, hello, everybody, and thanks again for joining me this week on another episode of the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast. Really appreciate you guys tuning each and every week, and of course, for those questions, the comments, and feedback that you guys have been sending through. I really do appreciate it. I can't say, any more about that other than it just means a lot for you guys that leave those comments, and especially for those reviews that I've said before, provide the social proof that the podcast really is worth downloading and listening when people are searching for podcasts to listen to. I just wanted to go over a couple of new reviews that have come in the time that we have been not recording the podcast, as I mentioned in last week's episode. I had pre-recorded about 2 months worth, and in that time, a few reviews have come in. So I just wanted to shout out those people. Towards the end of March, there, Snell Grove Outdoor Services gave us a 5-star review. Said, "I really enjoy your podcast. I have listened to your podcast for some time, but for sure, the interview podcasts have got to be my favorite. Although most of the guys I follow on YouTube, this really helps us see a different side to these people and become an inspiration to me. Thanks. Keep it up. I also like the 2 episodes a week, but the 1 episode is like waiting on your favorite TV show to come on the next week. The anticipation is great too. Keep up the good work." As I said, that's from Snell Grove Outdoor Services. So thank you very much to them for leaving a review. As I mentioned, last week, I was experimenting, and I told you guys I was thinking about doing more content, 2 episodes a week. Had experimented a bit with that, and was enjoying that, and that was the plan moving forward until the pandemic hit, and I found myself in that situation where recording, I didn't have a quiet space to record in easy because of the family being home all day long, doing their own thing, Zoom calls and watching webinars and things for their own studies and all that sort of stuff. So it became harder. So I decided to scale back for the time being, just back to the single episode. But like I said, when I was experimenting with the 2 episodes a week, I said that, you may find 2 episodes, you may find weeks where there's 3 episodes. You never know. But you can always count on that Tuesday morning episode. That will be the one that is for sure. So hopefully we can get back into 2 episodes a week fairly soon. But in the meantime, enjoy the single week episodes and as you called it, the anticipation of waiting for that next episode. Also, Gino from Brightview gave us a 5-star review, and he says, "It's the best lawn care podcast around. This should be the go-to podcast for anyone looking to start or already running a lawn care business. It has helped me start from scratch to get to running a business. Still, after almost 250 episodes, there is still something of value I get out of every single episode. Congratulations on 250, Julio. Your work is appreciated by many. Gino from Brightview Lawns and Landscaping. Well, thank you very much to Gino for leaving that review. Gino's a local guy here that I have met in person, and it's great to see him getting started. I talked to him last year a couple times, and he was planning on starting a lawn care business this year. So it's great to see that he's still at it, getting that hustle on, and building on that dream. Fantastic. And the next one is another 5-star from MG Exterior Home Solutions. Says, great podcast with a ton of awesome info that has directly helped my business. So thank you very much to MG Exterior Home Solutions. Glad you find value in the podcast. That's absolutely awesome. And the next one is from Josh Christ. Gave a 5-star review. Says, entertaining, insightful, and actionable. Whether you're a well-established lawn care business owner or just getting started carving out a profitable niche that's ready to grow, this is a must-listen podcast for you. Julio does an incredible job leading conversations that cover a huge breadth of topics related to the ins and outs of building a thriving lawn care business. And life you can be proud of, from leaders who've actually experienced success themselves. A highly recommended listening and subscribing. So thank you to Josh Christ for leaving that review. And thank you to everyone who has left reviews. A bit of a catch up there in doing those shout outs. But like I said, absolutely awesome, and gives me direct feedback as well, knowing that you guys enjoy the content that I'm creating and that you guys see value in it. I can't tell you how much it means to me to hear stories from people that the content that I'm creating, that they will put it to work, that they will try out some of the things that I talk about, and they see direct results from it. I've heard dramatic stories. In fact, Paul Jamieson from the Green Industry Podcast was chatting with me, and he said, "Joel, you got to listen to a podcast episode that he put out, where he recorded a call that he had with somebody." He said, "This guy says that you've changed his life. That he had lost $50,000." And, was having a struggle with his business, and he found your podcast. He started listening to all of the Lawn Care Business Success podcast episodes, started putting that stuff that I've talked about into practice. And he says it completely changed his life. He says, I just happened to be recording the conversation that I was talking to him with. And at the end of it, I asked him if I could publish the conversation and stuff, and he says, you got to listen to it. It's just absolutely awesome. And I thought, wow, that's just like, it just hits home when you think about that, what we, the ideas and concepts and all that stuff that we share can truly make a difference in somebody's life. And it's absolutely inspiring to hear that simple little things. And like I've said time and time again, take everything that I say with a grain of salt. Think about, I am a single owner operator. I am in Canada. I'm on the West Coast. I mow predominantly lawns in very rough weather, in the rain and stuff like that, for most of the year. Most of my lawns have to be done with a 21-inch mower or something similar. That's, push mower size. Take all of that into consideration. If you're living in Texas, if you're living in Atlanta, Georgia, wherever you are, maybe you're in Rhode Island, you could be in Ireland, you could be in Australia. Take all of that, into consideration. Not everything I say, and this goes not only for me, but anybody that you're listening to, whether you're listening to me or Paul Jameson or Brian's Lawn Maintenance, or watching YouTube videos of either of those guys or any of the other guys in this industry who provide a wealth of information. Take it all with a grain of salt. Not everything is going to work. Because it works for me, you know, that's all I can share. I can only share with you guys what works and what doesn't work, but that's for me in my situation. That's why, you know, even with product reviews and, you know, saying a piece of equipment is not good or it's good or not, you have to take that all into consideration of what that person is doing. I could be, for example, with, say, lawnmowers. Brutal on reviews with lawnmowers not being able to work or not have enough horsepower or not have this because of the conditions I'm in. It's wet. It's soggy. Grass is always here in the Pacific Northwest thick and grows like, you know, 6 inches a week. It's always lush. Even when it's not actively raining, it's very tough on a mower to cut through. And, you know, if, you know, I were to give and not think about that and give a mower a bad review or something like that, based on that, you have to remember that. Yeah, that might not work for that person, but maybe it'll work for me just fine here in Texas or wherever you may be, where it's not wet, where it doesn't grow, you know, that fast or isn't that lush or, you know, whatever, you know, that case may be. And I don't know how it is in Texas because I've never visited Texas, but I'm just speculating based on the heat and stuff. But you guys get the idea. So take everything I say with a grain of salt, but it's fantastic when you hear those stories from people that have taken the podcast information and they are, what's most important is that they're actionable, right? They're going out there and they're making it happen. They're testing, they're trying. That is what being an entrepreneur is all about, is going out there and making it happen. Is not relying on other people, not making an excuse for every little thing that goes wrong, or, you know, taking personal responsibility. Only you can make it happen. You can't rely on anybody else if you're an entrepreneur. You are the one, the be all, the end all. It's like that Jim Rohn talk that I always talk about, that I recommend you guys all listen to. He talks about before he had that mindset shift, about, you know, he would have a list of reasons why he wasn't doing well. You know, he would blame the weather, blame the government, blame all sorts of things. And it was only when he had that mindset shift, where, you know, it was brought to his attention that, you know, that's a really long, impressive list that you have there, but there's one problem with it. You're not on it. That it sort of dawned on him that, you know, the only reason that you should have on a list for not doing well is you. You have to take that personal responsibility to do the things you do and not make excuses. Think about all those things. Take everybody's information for a grain of salt. Use that information. If something doesn't work, it doesn't work. There could be a bunch of reasons why it doesn't work for your specific, you know, location or scenario. It doesn't mean that that information is not good. It just doesn't, it just means that it doesn't work in your particular situation. But there could be other bits of information from that same person, that same content creator, whoever the case it may be, that could work fantastically for you. So just, you know, take it all with a grain of salt, but it's fantastic when you guys are leaving reviews and, you know, talking about the fact that the content is valuable to you guys. So I'm just going to take the first sponsored break here, and we'll get back into it right after this.
At Exmark, we've poured decades of leading-edge engineering and old-fashioned work ethic into our Laser Z, the pioneering commercial zero-turn rider more landscape pros trust. So now you can experience cut quality, performance, comfort, durability, and reliability beyond your wildest dreams. Stop by your local dealer or visit Exmark.com to experience an Exmark Laser Z and the attractive financing offers available now.
Okay, so this week's episode was actually inspired from some of the feedback that I have gotten from an email from a lawn care business owner. And I'm going to read that email to you guys right now. So it says, "Hey, Julio, I just had a quick question. As I've said before, I am starting my lawn business, and I have come across a question of pay. I am 13, and I don't have many real expenses outside of lawn care, but would still like to receive a portion of the profits, though I would also like to seriously reinvest the profits into the business. So I would just like to hear your opinion on somewhat of a percentage that I could take. I personally was thinking somewhere around 20%. With no current personal expenses, I would like to begin growing the business. That being said, I would also like to begin growing my personal finances. Thank you for all the great content and all the value you present to your listeners. Sincerely, Tad Dix." Well, thank you very much for leaving or sending me this email, Tad. I can't even begin to express how proud I am of you for the fact that as you guys have been, you know, through that email, when you realize, as he said, that he's 13 years old, 13, and he's thinking about how much to pay himself in his business and that he wants to reinvest his, profits back into business to grow the business, but he still wants to be able to grow his personal finances. This is a kid who has it more together than most adults in our society do today. Like, absolutely incredible to be, thinking about stuff like that at 13 years old. When I think about, what I was doing when I was 13 years old, going into, 13, I would have been going into grade 8. I would have had a paper route, just basically, again, start playing video games on my old school Commodore 64 computer, way back then. It's just a amazing to think about the fact that this kid, this 13-year-old young man, is so far ahead of the curve. So absolutely awesome. And I have to say that, thinking about your question here, thinking about 20%, there is no right or wrong answer. And the reason for that is, if I say a specific percentage, like I said, you were saying 20%, as you indicated in your email there, you have no personal expenses. You're not paying rent or your mortgage. You don't have car payments. You don't have any of those types of worries that an adult might have. And, that gives you a lot more freedom to really invest in your business and see it grow. I think about some others the young man from CNI Services in Michigan, who I see on Instagram as well. I noticed a post from him. I've been doing this podcast for close to 5 years here, and I've been on Instagram for about the same amount of time with my lawn care business success Instagram page. And I remember early on seeing this kid following me, CNI Services, and I've watched him grow up in those past years. And I noticed a post that he put up recently over the past this past winter. If you guys follow him, you would have noticed that, you know, he does a lot of snow removal, snow plowing, all that sort of stuff. He had some really cool machines out with him this past year or past winter doing snow removal. And then a post last week where he posted, I think it was a Ford F-250 or it might have been an F-350 truck. And the caption was something like, just added his third truck to the fleet. Absolutely mind-boggling for a kid, or a young man, in his, stage in life as well, to be adding a third truck, and seeing that he's been in that business, for so many years as well. He probably was about the same age as our young emailer this week at 13 years old when he started. And to see how quickly he has grown and just stuck with it and has, been such a positive attitude in growing his business to see where he's at now, where he's got, extra, three trucks in his fleet, and he's doing all that snow removal, absolutely killing it in snow removal. In fact, in the winter seasons and stuff. Absolutely awesome to see. And that, my point though is that freedom, because you're young, you're in that same situation where, because you don't have those personal finances and all that stuff, you can, pretty much, there's no right or wrong answer. You can put as much as you possibly can into growing your business, reinvesting in your business. I don't know what, your current state of equipment is, what you're using, that sort of stuff. But maybe you have, your sights set on equipment to become more efficient or things like that. I know a lot of young guys are starting with a 21-inch mower, maybe a trimmer, and a handheld blower. If you're doing just like your neighbor's lawns and stuff like that at that age, then you're probably just walking from property to property. Maybe you're expanding your horizons, and maybe your first rig is a wagon that you're pulling behind you. Maybe you've got a bicycle that you're taking with that wagon, and you can see, we've all seen, in fact, on Instagram, things like that, some of those scenarios. And maybe your next step is buying yourself a lawn tractor, or something like that, that you can, tow that, garden cart or something behind it, and, do, properties that are maybe a little bit further outside of your, current, service area. There's so much, potential there, being, such a young age. The biggest thing going for you, I would say, is that you are so focused at such a young age, and that really is a huge advantage. Just like the young man from CNI services, it's the same scenario, to think how hungry you are for that, for growing your business, how focused you are, how you already know what you want at that age, to only imagine where you will be, in years down the road with that type of an attitude is mind-boggling. It reminds me of, when I interviewed Corey from Ballard Products, and his story of the same thing, of mowing lawns when he was young. He would actually go and mow lawns. He hired adults to mow lawns and to service properties on his route while he was at school. He would, I can't remember if he would set them up in the morning and then they would go and start working, and then he would go to school And after school, then he would go and meet his crews that had been working all day and then, continue on with them and finish mowing lawns after school with these adult crews that he had working while he was a kid in school. And to see where that business is his perfect cut a company that they've got tons and tons of employees, they've got tons of trucks, huge warehouse, he's expanded into Ballard Products now. And that started with him at a very, very young age. So the potential that you have is absolutely mind-blowing. So I'm just going to take a quick little break here because it's time for this week's Jobber Minute. Okay, my question this time is, how do I know that my crews are where they're supposed to be and not just hanging out at some coffee shop somewhere?
This is a question we're actually asked a lot, Julio. And it's not because people don't trust their staff. It can be because clients are questioning whether the crew was on site when they said they were. Now, with Jobber's GPS waypoints feature, it gives you a record of where your crew has been down to the minute. The way it works is as soon as they click the job complete button, it logs their exact location in that moment. So whether you need to check on an employee or a client is calling and asking what's going on, you can easily pull up that exact information and get that peace of mind, both for yourself, for your client, and for your employees.
So there you have it, Lawn Care Nation. If you want to see what Jobber can do for you and your lawn care business, head on over to lawncarebusinesssuccess.com/Jobber. You can start a free trial and even get 20% off your first 6 months.
Enjoying today's show?
Motivated to take your lawn care and landscaping business to the next level? Learn what it takes to grow your lawn and landscaping business today
with training and education from the Lawntrepreneur Academy.
Get educated with how-tos on mulch installation,
plowing snow,
aeration and overseeding,
and so much more.
These training programs are designed to help you save time and make more money with your business. Invest in your future by first investing in yourself. Use promo code PODCAST to save 10% on all courses today at Lawntrepreneur Academy.
Now, back to the show.
Okay, so as I said in your email, you're asking about 20%. If paying yourself 20% was a good rate, that's what you were thinking of. And like I said, because you have no personal expenses, you can literally make this anything you want. 20% is a great number to be starting out with, especially if you're going to be taking the rest of whatever's left over there after all of the expenses and all that and reinvesting that portion into maybe upgrading that equipment, those mowers and things like that over time. I will say I actually got another question as well from another young man on Instagram who was asking something a bit very similar to what you're asking as well and was asking about as far as upgrading equipment, that he was a young man as well, and asking whether he should finance equipment or save up and pay for that equipment in cash. And, it's different, but sort of the same question almost, because the advice that I gave that young man was that I would absolutely avoid financing equipment, especially at such a young age, in that, 13, 14, 15, 16 sort of age, that, having no expenses, having no mortgages and car payments and all that other stuff, that I would make do with what I had, put in the grind, put in the hustle, do as much work as you can, make do with what you have, and then reinvest that when you have that saved up to buy that new equipment. And then you're avoiding all the interest fees. We're living in sort of a unpredictable time right now with all of the, what's going on with the pandemic and all that stuff, the economy. And the last thing you want to do is be stuck with payments on something if, you know, you start losing customers. And especially if you're young and you don't have the benefit of maybe working outside of your own neighborhood because you don't have a driver's license or a vehicle or something like that. You know, you don't want to get stuck with payments and things like that. So I told that young guy in a very similar sort of mindset and situation that, hey, if I was you, I would just save that money. When you want to, you know, when you have that money all together and saved up, then go out and buy that mower and, you know, go about it that way. Pay for it in cash. You're going to feel, you know, so much more proud of yourself that you saved up that money, that you're able to then go and purchase it all at once with having no payments and all that sort of stuff. You know, you're taking advantage of the fact that you have no other responsibilities in terms of like the rent and the car payments and stuff. And you will be able to save up for that new mower or whatever the case may be way faster than, say, an adult might be able to, who has to pay for all of those other things that they have responsibilities for, utility bills and rent and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, I would just take advantage in that situation. With you, it's the same sort of thing and the same advice. Absolutely awesome that you're thinking about, you know, paying yourself anything in the beginning, because that's probably, you know, something that catches a lot of people off guard. They, you know, think about just reinvesting every single dime and every single dime. And you have to have, you know, money set aside for a rainy day. And it's great to, you know, take that money that you're earning and be, for example, putting it all into brand new equipment or, you know, buying a new truck or whatever the case may be. That's all great. But what most people don't think of is those situations where, like we're going through right now, where it's something that nobody would have ever thought about, that it would have never crossed your mind to think that, hey, there's going to be some crazy virus that, you know, goes and affects just about every country in the world. It's going to spread like crazy. It's going to be hard to contain. It's going to cause havoc. There's going to be major shutdowns in, you know, almost every industry, you know, shelter in place orders and all this other stuff. Like if you told me that, in January, even though, you know, I was already hearing about this virus happening, you know, starting, I would have been like, you're joking me. Like, that's not going to happen. How's that going to happen? It's something that you wouldn't think about. When I think about pandemics and things like that, you think about, you know, like the 1920s or 1918 or whenever, like the Spanish flu hit, like that, those types of times, like way, way before my lifetime sort of started, you know, before I was even born, sort of thing. I wouldn't think about that as being something that would be affecting the world today in such a grand scale. Yes, little outbreaks that you hear here and there for certain new strains of the flu or viruses or things like that, but not a worldwide, you know, effect that like it's had. And when you're not paying yourself and you're putting all that money into just reinvesting into the business, which, hey, it seems great on the outside, but you have situations like this that you may not be thinking about. And then it becomes, well, you know, what happens when the economy goes down the tubes for a little bit? What happens when you have unemployment and now rates going so high and you have customers that maybe have to start canceling service and can't pay you? Having, you know, money set aside where you've been paying yourself, you know, not only is it nice to have a little bit of spending money and stuff like that throughout the time, but I gather from your email here, you know, it sounds like more you're more concerned about, you know, building your, you know, financial well-being. You know, as you say, growing your personal finances. So you're looking long-term already, which is, again, like I said, absolutely awesome that you're thinking about this at such a young age. Just totally inspiring that a 13-year-old would be going through this thought process. And it's just going to, you know, let this be the lesson to you and all of you young people out there that are thinking about starting a lawn care business, that you're thinking about any of that, that there's so much to it when you start entering into being an adult and having, you know, once you get at that stage where you are now with those responsibilities, where it is you that has that truck payment, that has that rent or mortgage, that has, you know, the utility bills and all that stuff that you have to pay. Maybe you start a family, maybe you have kids to feed, you know, those later stages in life. Maybe you have a spouse that loses their job and now you have to support that family. There's all of those things. And you know, thinking about all this stuff so early and setting yourself up is just setting yourself up for success in the future. You take these lessons, you take these never, you know, really seen before in our lifetimes events that are happening, and you learn from them. And you, you know, do that. You put that money aside. You know, there's so many people that are suffering, that don't know where their next meal is going to come from because of this you know, pandemic. There's people that are you know, getting their stimulus check, and it's like, that's great, but you know, how long is that going to last? You know, there's, and you know, there's a certain thing, like here in Canada, I think there's like the same sort of thing, like they're giving people you know, top ups and stuff on their income if they've been laid off and stuff like that, but it's only for like 16 weeks or whatever it is. And it's like, well, what happens at the end of that 16 weeks, like if I don't have my job? And we're going into you know, things. So, you know, people are saying like they're living below their means. They're like seriously living on little bits to try to stretch out that little bit of you know, stimulus or whatever that they've gotten, and trying to make it last because they don't have savings. They didn't prepare for unexpected consequences, unexpected things that can happen in life. So that's one of the reasons why it's so important to pay yourself and not just reinvest every single penny into the business. Again, the fact that you are thinking about it is your biggest asset here, because you're so young, you're getting a head start. But if you're not, if you're listening to this in your, you know, in your 40s or something, and you're, you know, thinking about starting a lawn care business, you know, like one of the reviews I read at the top of today's show from that Gino that left a review too. This is a person, like I said, that I met last year. He's got a family, got laid off from his job last year, was thinking about starting a lawn care business and moving forward. He's in a much tougher predicament than, say, our young emailer this week, because he's got a family. He's got a bunch of little girls and his wife and all that, and he's got to, you know, provide for that family as well. So, you know, he's in a little bit of a tougher situation in both respects, where, you know, being able to put money aside, especially just starting out in a business, and, you know, put some savings aside and all that sort of stuff, to, have that sort of, you know, saving for a rainy day, but also you want to be able to reinvest into the business and maybe expand equipment and things like that. It can become a much slower process when you have the responsibilities and mouths to feed and things like that. And it can be easily set aside to be like, well, no, I can't reinvest in the business because I have to feed my family, or they need this or that, or vice versa. You're like, I need to grow the business and stuff and that, and you don't put money aside, and then something happens like what's happening in the world today, and then it's like, well, now you're in a bind because maybe you start losing customers or things like that, that, you know, they've been laid off and stuff like that, and you're stuck with payments or expensive equipment that you've put all this money into, but no work to do with it because of, you know, issues that your clients are having with financial hardship. So I would use this opportunity to learn yourself, especially if you are younger, and just play around with those numbers. 20% is a great starting point. And, you know, think about that. Try to anticipate that. Maybe even go as far as talking to your parents or your caregivers about household expenses. You know, what does it cost to, you know, with all the utility bills, with property taxes, with rent, with mortgages and stuff like that. If you're that far ahead already thinking about this sort of stuff, then, you know, maybe take it even a step further and start talking to adults around you about that sort of stuff. Like, what are the household expenses? What does it cost for a mortgage? What does it cost for that sort of stuff? And you can start to better plan your own business. Like, this is really sort of nerding out for you young guys out there that are, you know, really wanting to take this opportunity that's been given to you on this planet of being born, of living each day to its fullest and making, you know, the most of it. And, you know, becoming, as they say, you know, a self-made man, somebody or woman, self-made man, self-made woman, either way, but, you know, making it, basically relying on yourself and nobody else. And it's just so awesome to see. But yeah, it's so important. Every business, there's no magic formula, as far as what the amount should be, because everybody's situation, like I gave from those two situations from our young emailer, Tad, who's 13, has no responsibilities, can, you know, really play with, you know, his profit and decide, you know, try different things. How much is it, you know, if I put this much into reinvesting, and how much if I put this much into savings and all that sort of stuff, versus somebody like our iTunes reviewer Gino, who left that review, who you know, is later on in life, who was laid off from a business, who was at a fork in the road and had to decide, you know, do I look for another job or do I start a business? You know, I've got a family to feed. You know, it's going to be completely different situation, and you know, the different expenses. You know, how much is Gino, if he's having to buy new equipment, is he having to buy, for example, you know, is he getting insurance? How much is his insurance? How much coverage is he getting? Is he getting uniforms? Like, what's he going to spend on marketing this year, starting out his new business? What's his plan for that? That's all going to, how many customers does he have to start off? That's all going to dictate how much you can pay yourself, because there's obviously some inherent costs that when you're starting out to get started versus somebody else who's established, who maybe doesn't have to, you know, pay for advertising stuff because they've got an established business and all that. They can then, you know, take that marketing, what would have been a marketing budget for somebody starting out, and put that into paying themselves. So there's no right or wrong answer. But like I said, the fact that this young listener at 13 years old is already wrapping their mind around concepts like that is absolutely inspiring to hear. And I'm just thankful that he's listening to the podcast, obviously, hopefully listening to others as well, broadening his horizons, getting that information, using his due diligence, taking it all with a grain of salt. And, you know, putting it into practice, trying new things, and enjoying the journey of being a young entrepreneur. So that's it for this week, guys. Here's to wishing you guys all overwhelming success and freedom in your lawn care business. Bye for now.